Glad you're here.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dash Radio Show.
And welcome, everybody, to tonight's Dash. This is Dawn Wright Olivares and my special guest, Bob Adams. And we are here this fine evening to talk taxes. Right, Bob?
Taxes and life and whatever else have to come our way this evening.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because you can't avoid death and taxes, but there's a whole lot in between.
There is a whole lot of living that goes in between.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I apologize to everybody who was here waiting for me. I just so happened to have a Peter Mingles pulling into my driveway when all of a sudden it was the time for the show. So everything got a little chaotic, and I'm running around letting Peter in the door and running around to the computer. So that's the beauty of working from home. So Peter will be popping on, I'm sure, just in a couple of seconds once he gets his sea legs. So I really would love to know, what are we going to talk about tonight, kind sir?
Well, last time I was on the radio, I talked about initiating a little program called What do I want? Mm-hmm. And it's extremely important that people realize that there's an Easter egg that's available at the end of that little exercise. And I want to talk about that a little bit more and realize the value of envisioning what it is that you want. Because if you don't put that in play, then the whole foundation of what you're trying to create with a business is going to be kind of slippery and slidey. You're going to find yourself caught doing something, not because you are in it with your whole heart, but because you're just doing it.
Absolutely.
There's nothing worse than just going through the motions and not really being part of it.
I completely agree. I mean, everything from why, if you're going to work when everybody else is going out and playing and resting and enjoying their family or even just watching TV, you have to have a really big reason for that. You know, it's a lot of sacrifice, even if it's just a little bit of time. The smaller amount of time you have, the more valuable it is to you. So, and the least amount of money you have, the more valuable it is to you. So it's all super important stuff, and I guess it would be economies of scale, you know. And so we have to conserve, and we have to have a true value associated with everything that we do, and I call that RY. Absolutely. So, hey, Bob, there's something really cool that I have to throw by you right now. So are you ready?
Lay it out.
It's a word from our sponsor.
Okay.
Are you in a rut about your taxes? No more with this simple template. Your business deserves the best, and so do you. Try our simple bookkeeping formula. You'll look organized, find your receipts, and you might even get a write-off. One thing is for sure, you'll thank us. Visit bit.ly/the-taxes. That's bit.ly/DASH taxes.
What do you think?
Wow.
That's our very first commercial. That's right, our very first commercial. We have some pretty fun sound effects on here, too. We're really starting to live large on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
Okay, so give us a little bit on the why, shall we?
Let's do it. Hang on one second. In our conversation last time on the I Want, there's a couple of things that I just want to touch on just for a moment so that we can get past this and go into the technical part of taxes, which is really just a small part of the overall thing of having your own home-based business. And so I want to conclude with that part, and here's how this looks. When we did the exercise and I said to write out what it is that you want, most people can say, okay, I want this. We start putting words down. But the important part is to visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't realize the power of visualization, okay, because the subconscious, which is really the determinator of how you're going to live your life, okay, it is the one that holds all the beliefs in play, and it gives you that moments of inspiration, the moments of depression, the moments of whatever, because you have a belief attached and associated to a particular experience, and you determine something from that. And so when you take that old tape that's running in the background and you let it just keep running on its own, you're going to have the same thing over and over and over and over and over, because that's what it does. The only thing that can change that subconscious thinking is to go to a visualization to say, okay, I talk about having the time. If I had the time, what would that look like? Well, it would look like this. And then I could pull up a picture of fishing, or I could look up a picture of travel. I could pull up a picture of being with my family. I could pull up a picture of, you know, anything that I want. But I have a picture that's associated and attached to that. Now, the subconscious picks up on feelings, and it picks up on pictures, much more so than words. So when you do the I want process, make sure you put in the visualizations with it. Now, what's really fun about this is that you'll start doing it, and it'll seem like, oh, gosh, Bob, this is just a process. It doesn't really mean anything. But it's just like any other exercise. It comes after you put the effort into it. All you have to do is put a little bit of effort into it, and pretty soon it starts to have a change. It's like an unexpected shift in the weather. I mean, all of a sudden there's just something that happens, and your plans, your dreams, your desires begin to come to fruition. Last time we talked about don't worry about the how, just focus on the what. And so the same thing is it's consistently always true. I have found it to be always true. When my clients focus and visualize and say, this is what I want, and they focus on that visualization. You know, something else, I don't know how many of you have seen the movie The Secret or What the Bleep Do I Know? What do we know? I mean, they're just brain burner movies, and I really enjoy them. But one of the things they did in there is a visualization board. And I've taught lots of classes where I've had people come in and create visualization boards so they can see the possibilities of the future. And it's the focusing on that that makes the subconscious be able to say, okay, we can do this. Now, once that starts to happen, everything begins to evolve and change. So having said that, the Easter egg from the I want little checklist thing that we did was allow the visualization of what that would look like to be a part of what you're doing. Give yourself that gift to quietly, just quietly sit down and see it. Don't just speak it, but see it. And when you see it, hang on to it. Because then the subconscious picks it up and it can become a reality. You change the tapes. You change the process of thinking. And it gives you the opportunity to be able to move forward. All right. There. Having said that, whew,
well, you know, I have a really cool, I just posted it on Facebook for everybody, but we were just talking about vision maps and treasure maps and vision boards a couple of weeks ago, and I created a really cool graphic for what you were talking about, so I'm blasting it out on the social media for you, Bob. I'm like your Vanna. Vanna turned over letters. I'm putting up visuals for you.
Wonderful, 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 because those do work.
I've
taught adults how to use it. I've taught teenage kids at risk, you know, at risk schools,
mm-hmm.
how to do a visualization board and how to see that their lives can be more than the crap they think they are.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing how many of them, after years, will come back and say, you know, I got this picture and I saw this and I stuck to it and lo and behold, I created it. And it does. It just simply works.
It always works. I completely agree with you. And if anybody wants some information on how to go ahead and create a vision board, we can go ahead and do some of that a little bit more in detail through the blog. So if you're interested, go ahead and write to us at the-radio@gmail.com, and we'll go ahead and put something together. I think I'll make a nice detailed post and give you guys some ideas on how to create your visuals. And it's really awesome, you know. And what's really fun, and just to take it a step further, some people just go ahead and use Photoshop and go find a picture of their car, a picture of the house, or a picture of whatever. But I actually would take people that I have mentored, because I've been doing some coaching for a while, and actually go test drive the car and go house shopping, because there's nothing like actually walking through it or sitting in it and turning the key in the ignition they can go ahead and solidify something into the subconscious mind. And we were just talking about it, for those of you who are listening, Bob, we have this woman, Barb. She's one of my heroes and very best friends. And she went 17 different times she applied to get a job at a company that she was really committed to getting the job at. The 17th time she gets the call back, she goes in, she does everything, and she was starting to get a little shaky because she didn't get the offer. And so I told her to get in the car and drive to work every day until they gave her the letter. And 3 days later, she got the call, she got the letter, she got the job. And Peter said,
fun.
He doesn't know why it works, but it somehow does.
You know, and it's true. I've done the car thing. I've done all kinds of stuff. But I'll tell you, one of my favorite places that I love to go to is Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or even Costco. And you walk in and you see these piles of stuff, you know, and you get this feel for abundance. You know, what is it like to realize that everything is there? You know, one of the things we do in our coaching work that we find is really fascinating, too, is that people have a tendency to believe that whatever it is that they want, it's not there. It's simply not there. But that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
That is not true. It's just like when Gandhi was making his shift and trying to get money to bring in and make changes that were required. You know, and people will say, well, where do you get the money? He says, well, it's already out there. Wherever it is, it's going to come here. Okay, and it's true. It is already sitting out there. What stops us from seeing it is our own blockage. We're the ones that play the monitor, the director, the whole thing for this movie of life. And when we don't allow ourselves, because we have condemning thoughts about ourselves, to not be able to see it, then lo and behold, that's what we get. So that training of the subconscious mind, and we can go into this, and I could talk for days on this particular subject, but the training of the subconscious mind, or the unlearning of the condemning thoughts that you've managed to inherit through life so far, is what the quest of life is all about. Getting back in touch with what you are instead of the condemning thought of who you think you are. Now, I say that, and let's grab that by the hand, and let's march it into this game of having a home-based business. Because what I have found is that those who are willing, they're just simply willing to let go of the belief that they can't do it, are the most valued people of all, because they're the ones that when they make that token effort and they allow that thought just to embed itself and the possibility and visualize it and see it and it begins to manifest, they're the ones that get excited. And they're the ones that when they grab this tax product that I've got sitting out there and say, it's so easy, you know, because it really is easy. It's not hard to play the tax game. It just isn't that hard. It's very, very simple. The only thing you have to understand is that you have to do something consistently. So when you get into your business, and we've got so many other topics we're going to talk about another time. In fact, I've got a series of 10 videos I'm going to present within the next couple of weeks. They're going to cover some wonderful topics. And they'll just be short, little five-minute videos, and they'll be quite educational. But probably the most important one of all is choose easy. Okay? Just choose easy. There's no reason to complicate things. If you're given the three biggest tax breaks that you can possibly incur in having a home-based business, and it's all in one little package that practically automatically gives you everything, then just learn how to use it. Just learn how to use it. And I can sit here and espouse and talk about this little what counts thing because I wrote it, okay? I wrote it. And I wrote it after almost 30 years of being in the tax preparation business and working almost specifically and entirely with small businesses. And I've learned. I worked with the IRS and audits. They've had me travel and speak all over the United States. I'm very familiar with these core things, and they haven't changed. Well, it's not totally true. They made some modifications to business use of the home, which made it simpler, starting in 2012, and we'll talk about that another time. But there's still the opportunities to take huge advantages of having your home-based business. And I think that probably tonight unless you have something on your agenda in particular you want to cover. Don, do you have something else in mind that you really want to whack on before we go on?
No, I am completely your grasshopper on all tax calls.
Ah,
I take notes. I have my pen,
okay.
I have my paper, and I'm one big ear.
Be careful about saying spreadsheets because I know how you feel about that. Okay?
Thank you.
So I just call it a program, and essentially
okay.
I treat it like a program too, okay?
Excellent.
So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to take a few minutes and cover what is inside this What Counts package, okay? Because I know I created it, but I created it using everything I teach people, except for the visualization stuff because that's another animal. But essentially what I do is I teach people, number one, when you are going to have a business, okay, one of the first things you really should do is find out who's there to help. Now, one of the things I like working about with you and Peter, okay, first of all, you guys have a vast amount of experience in assisting people with small home-based businesses, and you've seen huge successes and you've seen failures. And you can begin to determine working with those what's going to work and what's not going to work,
mm-hmm.
All right? But the thing I enjoy about working with you guys is that you have the same vision, okay? You're there to provide people governing lines of how to play this game.
Okay? Absolutely.
Absolutely, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm taking what appears to be the complexity of taxes, and admittedly, there's 7.5 million words in the tax code. I miss, you know, the Bible's only got 75,000, you know, and so it's 10 times that, you know, or 750,000, something like that. It's a vast amount of verbiage in there. But what we do is we're focusing specifically on a small home-based business and the three things that work. So the first thing that I have when you open up the What Counts program, you'll see a little blurb right there that says, here's, this is what it's all about, and it's just kind of neat and handy. At the bottom there's a little click where you can just click on that, and it'll take you out to the Internet, and you can see an instructional video of how to use the program. But from there, when you click the button that goes to the table of contents, you're going to see this one. It's called Tax Prep or Tax Pro, okay? And this is actually, when you open that up, me. There's my picture.
Here's Bob.
It's not near as nice as Don's and Peter's when you go to the blog radio show, but there it is, okay?
Well, Bob, along I need the link to that picture. I've been asking Peter for a picture of you for weeks.
Okay, I'll send you a better one than that, okay?
All right.
But you click on that, and you'll see that there's my phone number, and there's my email, and there's my fax number, and you'll see my hours that I work. Do not be afraid to call me. Now, just because I'm on the radio show and you think that, you know, because you're hosting something that makes you more important or whatever, that's not true. You know, I get up in the morning, I still put my pants like everybody else does, all four legs of them.
It's true, Bob. I'm special.
But my purpose is the same as yours. I'm here to help.
I understand.
And so don't be afraid to call and talk to me, okay? Now, the next thing you get through that, you're going to see a setup. And what the setup essentially is when you start your business, you're going to put in your name, you're going to put in your address, you're going to put in your phone numbers, and you're going to put in a few things like that, and it's simple. And the next part that goes down from there is going to talk about your house, okay? Do you have an office set up, and what's the square footage and the square footage of the house? And do you hire your kids? You're going to put your kids' names in and that kind of stuff, and it's pretty simple. When you get through with that, then the next thing you're going to do is you're going to go to a page that's called 100 Business Deductions. Now, I did this in a spreadsheet / program on purpose. And the reason why I like it is because I set it up so that when you take the cursor and you put it over a cell. Now, when I say a cell, this is a little block that appears on the screen there that's got information in it. When you move the cursor and set it over that cell without hitting click or anything else, there's a box that's going to pop up. And it's going to give you information. So on this 100 deductions, when you bring that cursor over a particular deduction, it's going to pop up and say, this is what this is, and this is where you put it. So you're going to get a huge amount of education just off those 100 deductions that are there. Now, on that same page, I also put links into the IRS websites and to other websites that have to do with small home-based businesses. And they're wonderful sites, places to learn, and you should feel free to use them. Now, once you get through with that, the next thing you're going to go to is your monthly financial worksheets. Now, the monthly financial worksheets, I set them up so there is a space for you to put in a date, whether it is income, and there's several categories, whether there was a return, whether it was a loan that you gave to the company, and then there's places for expenses. It's just like a column sheet. It's real simple. You put the date in, you put in what it is, and you put how much. And that's all you have to do. Now, each month, as you fill that out, it's going to run you a cumulative total in the upper left-hand corner for the year. Here's what you are for the year. And just below that is going to be for that month. So you're going to have a running total all the time, consistently. Now, the other thing I did, too, on those pages, which I thought was ingenious, if I don't mind bragging myself, is I set a link to be able to go to mileage. So when you go to somewhere that has to do with your business and you buy something and you're posting it, it's automatic to go click to mileage, put in the date, where you went, and what the mileage was, and then click go back. So you have an always running record of your travel expenses at the same time. Otherwise, you'll forget it. Now, also included in this, I built in a printable mileage log that you can print out, throw it in the car, write everything down. Now, with the IRS, they always ask the question when you do the tax returns, do you have a record, you know, a printed record, a written record? And I say yes, okay, because I have this running record that I keep going. But I also run a cumulative total in the program. Now, as you get through with each month, you go to the next month and the next month and the next month. And what you'll see is in the upper left-hand corner at the very top, there's your annual totals. Here's your gross income. Here's your gross expenses. Here's your gross net. And then you'll have your monthly showing exactly the same thing. Now, above each column of expenses, you're going to see two spaces. One, this is how much you spent so far this month. Let's say advertising, for example. This is how much you spent so far this month, and the next space above that is, and this is how much you spent in advertising for the year. So you have a running constant total to see where you're at. One of the things that's most important about having a business is you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you're at. You simply cannot anticipate that you're going to be able to grow and expand if you don't know what you've got in the bank, if you don't know what's working and what's not working. Now, the fun part about this is as you work on this, if you have a question on it or an issue, just call me. And you can even ship it to me. I can take a look at it and say, okay, here's this, here's that, looks good to me, and ship it back. It's real simple. It's very simple. Now, the next pages after down on that is business use of the home. Now, I built this a little bit differently. And what you do on here is you're going to put in how much you paid for electricity at home and heating and telephone, and maintenance, and repairs, lawn mowing, whatever. Okay, that's all going to go in there because eventually that's going to be used for business use of the home at a later time. And then I have hire the kids. And I have a space for three kids. If you got more than that, let me know and I'll build you one. Okay? But the three kids. And in there you put in the date for each one of these kids when you click on it, what they did and how much they got paid. Now, the year-end record is going to give me everything I need to be able to quantify this, put it in the W-2s, get it taken care of for the IRS, so you can write that off. Now, the next one is medical write-offs. Well, the mileage record shows up in there because in the mileage record, we're going to track not just your business, but also your medical and charitable and moving expenses or moving mileage because those are all deductible. And then the medical write-offs. Now, I can go and talk about medical write-offs for hours because of the new Obamacare that's gone into play, medical health insurance premiums and out-of-pocket expenses are going to become the highlight of most conversations. You have to have it. You simply have to have it. And if you don't have some kind of a health insurance program put in place, either from your employer or for yourself or whatever, they're going to start taxing you. They're going to hit you with a penalty for not having it. And so you want to take the best plan you can possibly do. And there are several that are directly related to owning a business which will give you 100% write-off. Well, I give you the place right there to put them all in, whether it's your health insurance premiums, your doctors, or eyes, teeth, whatever. It all goes in there. then the year in summary, which is the last part of an input page, and that gives me pretty much everything I need to do a tax return. Now, if you're going to have me do the tax return, there's a place for you to put in information about yourself and your kids and all that kind of stuff. Ship it to me, and I grab it, and I go with it from there. It makes it simple. At the very bottom, there's printable forms, and there's four of them. One is your mileage log. One is a travel. One is a tax organizer. And the last one is called a three-year rev. Now, we've talked about this in the past, but I'm going to go ahead and just touch on it one more time. Every American gets to filter through these 7.5 million words of tax code and come up with an answer. Now, you would think that because it's supposed to be objective, it's not true. It's subjective. It's very subjective. And by that, I mean I could take a similar tax circumstance and give it to 100 different preparers and come up with 100 different answers. Because there's so much convolution that's inside of it that that's just the way it is, period. But what we're trying to do is take a look at what's been done. Now, I said this before, 70% of the American taxpayers are overpaying their taxes. 70%. And the average amount that they're overpaying by or not receiving refunds for is $2,000 a year. Now, what the IRS has allowed us to do, and the state taxing agencies do the same thing, if there's something that has gone wrong with your tax return, there's something you forgot to include or deduct or whatever, you have 3 years to change that, do an amended return, and submit it, and they will issue you a refund along with interest. Now, one of the printable forms I've included on this is a little form you sign and say, okay, Bob, take a look at this stuff. And you put your information on there for your contact information, and you just fax me or email me your tax returns and let me take a look. That doesn't take me long to be able to take a look at tax return and say, okay, did you do this, 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 this? And if you didn't, then, of course, I'll say, okay, did you have records for it? Or why didn't you? Now, if for some reason you didn't do something and you don't have records for it, don't let the axe of beheading fall upon you. Okay, so what? Now you know, and you didn't know. You're going to find there's no condemnation on my end. We're all learning as we go through this game called life, or the dash, which, by the way, I love the picture you have for that. Okay. Because it is. It's just a dash. So when you call and we go through a return and I ask you questions about it, and if you haven't got the information, then that's fine. We stop. If you do have the information, then of course we're going to want to amend those returns. And we're going to want to put that money back into your pocket because it's not theirs. It's yours. Now, what's amazing is a lot of people, when they step in to say, okay, I want to start a new business, but I haven't got any money. So what does it hurt to have me take a look at those tax returns and see, since there's a 70% possibility that there's something that you forgot, and get some money back? And if we can do that and we submit those tax returns, what will happen is you're going to see a check come from the Fed and the state, usually within 8 to 12 weeks. Now, some states take longer. I've seen some of them that take 6 months before you get your money. But you will get it, and you will get interest with it. And you can use that to populate and seed your new business. Okay? So, having said all that,
tell them what they want, Bob.
There you go, the grand finale. The reason I made this is because I was able, over the last 30 years, to figure out what is it that the IRS wants. What is the easiest way that I can do it? How can I bulletproof my tax returns? And this seems to be, after all those years of playing with softwares and accounting programs and everything else, this seems to be the easiest way that I have found. Now, there are online programs available, there's downloadable programs, there's apps you can put on your iPhone, there's all kinds of different things that are out there. And to tell you the truth, whatever works for you works for you. But what I can tell you is none of them incorporate tax strategies. Mine does. And those tax strategies, just those three basic tax strategies, can save you $10,000 a year or more in taxes. So why don't you have it? So why don't you have it? This is something that Peter has hounded me on. Why are you doing it for $20? Well, the same reason we're on this radio call and spending the time to be with you is because we believe in it. And that $20 can give you essentially everything that you need to record it, to strategize it, and to implement it and make it work.
Well, I mean, Bob, if they wanted to send you a bunch more money, they can do that, right, with a little gift
of
gift
course.
On it? Yeah.
Of course.
Sure.
But
he'll
let me
receive gifts.
But the key thing, guys, is that you have to do something. You've heard me say it before, token effort, token effort, token effort. The universe does not open up and give you anything if you're not willing to step up and play.
That's right.
And so even if it's just a $20 purchase for this system here, if no more written, just to see me in the picture, I don't care. But there it is, and it will give you what you need. Now, if you choose to use this and do your own taxes or even take it to somebody else, that's fine. But use it. Simply
Well, Bob, I saw
it.
A bunch more stuff here that, of course, and I've never entered anything in my life or done anything in my life where I looked and said, what's the least I can do?
Mm-hmm.
So when I came onto this page, I saw that there were some upgrades and some things that you do more than just the bare minimum on this $20. Would you tell us about those packages? Because I'm interested in those packages.
Okay. Well, we have another one that's called Tax Protection Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy Tax Protection Plus. I've been doing it for a long, long time. And this is a package that I make available to my tax clients. And essentially what it is for $20 a month, you have unlimited access to me. Okay?
Wow.
And I essentially review your taxes. I help you set up your books. I hold your hand, okay, through this new adventure called being self-employed, okay, and make sure that you're implementing tax strategies that are going to work. Now, one of the most enjoyable parts is when people call up and say, hey, it's working, I'm making money, what do I do now? Okay, so then we start taking a look at creating a business entity. We start taking a look at changing how we're doing our accounting processes. We start taking a look at all those types of things, and that's the enjoyable part. Now, the other part that's included in this package, which a lot of people can say, oh, well, you know, do I really want to look at something that scary? We have something that's called audit protection. And essentially, this is what it does. No matter who did your tax returns in the last 3 years, whether I did them or somebody else did them, it doesn't make any difference. If you get pulled for an audit, whether it's federal or state, it doesn't matter who it is, okay, you're going to notify me. And what I do, well, before we get started, when part of the deal is you're going to sign a form for me called an 8821 form, which we send to the IRS. If the IRS is going to send you a letter for any reason, they're going to send me the same letter on the same day. And when I get that letter, I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to call you. And I'm going to say, hi, Mr. Jones, did you get a letter from the IRS today? And you're going to say, oh, I just did. I didn't want to open it. Which is the normal response. Because they keep putting IRS and GOD in the same box. Okay? And I say, okay, this is what they're looking for. Now, one thing I learned about playing with the IRS is you get a lot more done with sugar than you ever with vinegar any day. And the quicker you respond to their inquiries or give them their answers, the more likely they are to say, oh, okay, we have an accountable, responsible citizen here, and they're going to work with you. And we can get things done very, very quickly with simple answers. But if for some reason you get audited, then here's what we do on our end. Okay? We help take care of whatever inquiry they have, whatever it is that they want. If we need to give them a full accounting for the year, we help you prepare for that full accounting. If they need specifics for only one particular category, we help you with that category. We prepare all the documentation that has to do with that particular audit. Now, the IRS has gone to doing a lot of mailing audits instead of having to walk into the office or them show up at the house or the business or wherever. And so you can just mail things to them. Well, we make sure that everything that they're asking for, you've included and sent to them. So that way you can get through this thing even faster. Now, if for some reason the audit goes upside down and we have issues and problems that are beyond just a simple clarification of here is what our allowable deductions are, then we have a list of professionals that we refer you to. And you get a discount working with them, whether they're attorneys or whether they're just CPAs or enrolled agents or whatever. We find somebody that's going to be in your neck of the woods that you get to work with, so that we can take the pressure off of having to deal with that. Now, that little part right there, just to get past the fear of the IRS, is what most people sign up for the $20. And it's, quite frankly, it's worth it. It's simply worth it. But the other part of it is, as we're going along and you're doing your business, the consulting part is for you, your personal returns, your business, and your family. So if you've got a child that's doing a tax return and they have a question, you get to call me and ask. It's all included in that same thing. It's a heck of a deal for $20, I assure you. I assure you. That cover it there, Don?
Yeah, absolutely. It covers a bunch. And Peter Mingles, have you made it onto our show?
Peter's been listening in since about 10 minutes after I made you late for your own show.
Well, I knew that.
You know, I'm glad to have Peter here because somebody got to say, hey, you're crazy. You know,
hey, you know what? Bob, I'm always going to bring you down to reality here. So let's have a little bit of fun with it. Let's have a little bit of fun with this. You ready? So I know, like, for instance, let's talk about stuff relative to documentation. Now, we are on the – I'm playing here. So now we are on the radio. And this is being recorded, and there's about 100 bajillion zillion people listening in right now or sometime in the future. So if I just decided that I was going to send the IRS an audio cassette copy or maybe an MP3 copy of my expenses for today, I drove to an airport to jump over where I am, over by Dawn's location. I'm in her house, in her home-based business. So we're doing documentation double ways, Dawn, for just me and you, just so you know. Ready? Here
That's
we go.
Great.
So we're going to do this. So I'm going to send them an audio tape of me being on the radio telling them I drove 37 miles on the way to Daytona Airport. I bought a plane ticket. I had to pay for baggage. I think I bought something. I know I bought something to eat.
At least a $22 cheeseburger.
At least a $22 cheeseburger. And then, let's see, I rented a car. I think about another
$22 cheeseburger.
That's right. And then now here in her office, and it's a designated, this is for the record, it is a designated office specifically for a home-based business. I could see it. I haven't tape measured it yet, but I can do that for verification purposes, Bob. And she's even got the federal, now this is where, it's a home office, so I think there's really cool stuff in here relative to home. And I'm all warm and fuzzy, thinking about she's got a beautiful house and nice family, and she's got this place over here. She's got some pictures of things all over the place as well. And then she blows it. She's got the federal labor law poster. I had to do this for documentation, Dawn, because you know they say if you don't have this poster, then you have employees, you get a $5 bazillion fine. So for the record, I'm looking at it right here. It's on the adjacent wall right there.
That's called my tax attorney, Michael. He covers me. He makes sure.
Yeah.
He probably came in here with some tape the other day and stuck it up there.
It's really not color-coded, but I'm okay with that. And I am a little concerned because I think I have to give her an OSHA warning because
Uh-oh.
There's a lopsoapsu somewhere around the house, I think.
There's three.
And
three.
It might bite me on the ankle on my way out. But Bob, that she allows her dog in her home office, does that totally blow all of her deductions? Does it completely
No.
I think I should get extra. The USPCA should give me some extra.
You know, in my office, I have a doggy door.
There
so that
go.
My dogs can go in and out, in and out, in and out. I don't have to get them on the door for them because they're just coming in to sit by the heater. So, you know, I don't have to worry about that part of it.
So you're allowed to still have fun? Like,
well,
you can still do that
like
too?
Live and breathe?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, when we talk about documentation, this is a shameless plug towards Bob's stuff for $20. You could send them the MP3 of this radio show and say, I want you to listen to this every day, you know, when we kind of document our deductions. Or for $20, you can put it in print. And I suggest maybe you do the $20 thing. So, hey, Bob, just real simple, and thanks for playing with us as far as this is concerned. But let me kind of switch this a little bit on the serious side. I was flying on the plane, and I have a tendency of saying hello to everybody that I meet because we're in the people business, and I don't do it for myself. I do it because I'm sitting next to a human being, and I like to talk to human beings. So I sat next to one gentleman, and we were just talking about stuff and relative to stuff, and I won't tell you who he is or what he does because it's kind of like private, meaning like he investigates people, which is like kind of a neat thing, so I won't reveal who he is. But we were talking about things, and before he really knew what I do, like with the radio show and the stuff we do in our regular business and the home-based business and all that sort of stuff, the conversation got on about, you know, the economy and what was happening in politics, of course, and he worked around D.C., so we talked about the beautiful buildings and things like that and how messed up some people perceive politics as being. But it swung over to, you know, I've been thinking about maybe doing something on my own, because when he asked me kind of like, I asked him what he did and he asked me what I did. I said, you know, I kind of run my own business. The conversation switched to he was thinking about running his own business as well. Mm-hmm. And I said, so what are some of your reasons why and what are some of your obstacles? And we went through regulation and health care and labor laws and all of these types of things and the ladders that you have to climb. And I said, well, what about like an investment? And we started talking about, you know, tens of thousands of dollars associated with that investment. And, of course, with still no guarantee that the thing will work anyway. So huge risk, maybe huge return, but who knows, in a tough economy. But yet, if you really start to think about it, if he joined a home-based business and had legitimate home-based business deductions, it's almost as if he started a profitable business because he's a regular guy on a regular payroll already. He'd be pursuing the activities relative to a home-based business, and if he did things that way, he'd probably be able to save some extra money to start the funds that he would need to start his traditional business if eventually he wanted to do something like that. So I start off with fun, meaning like the documentation of, you know, like my business trip so far, but also the concept of, wait a minute, compared to maybe something else, he's thinking about if he had to start a traditional business with a brick-and-mortar thing, probably investing a serious portion of his savings, his retirement, and putting it all at stake in a tough economic environment. And the biggest reason, again, before he knew what I did, I asked him, so what's the biggest challenge for opening up that traditional business? He says, really, there's a lot of uncertainty out there. I don't know if I'd be able to hire people with the different regulations that are out there and all of those types of things. Now, if you ask me for the pressure that this gentleman will put on himself and his wife to open up a traditional business for a shot, maybe a possibility of something actually working for him, as opposed to, you know, jumping in a car, flying over to Dawn's place, playing with the Lapa Apsu, joking about it.
Trying to say Lapa Apsu three times
fast. Yeah, so I'm trying to say that thing. It's like a dust mop with legs, you know, flipped over. You got like three of them. I don't know how she does it. But the reality is all things being considered, for those people that want to have fun being an entrepreneur, maybe working currently in a regular job, using your tax programs, Bob, really, there's no more excuses for someone not to take that entrepreneurial leap and perhaps to get started with something. So I just jumped in. I apologize for everybody that was listening. And it was me, again, that made Dawn late for this call because I drove up as she was giving me directions to her location.
That's okay. I was like, oh, poor Bob. Oh, my God, he's going to think I'm blowing him off. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. The dogs are barking. I'm like, okay, this is perfect. But, you know, I want to chime in on that topic, too, because I think that you're absolutely correct on every level, Peter. I think, you know, We've looked at a bunch of different businesses. You know, we're entrepreneurs. So myself and Alex and my entire family, we are a team, a quad, a whole big tribe of entrepreneurs. There's eight of us here, and we have more people that come in and out, I'd say 10 to 12 on a daily basis, that are all really passionate about living the dream, you know, and I mean the American dream, the one where you get to go ahead and be free. You know, and it might not be that you're free and, like, independently wealthy, you know, that you can sit around eating bonbons on the couch. But, guys, I've been to the point where I didn't need to work, and I still work because that's who I am. You know, I like to have a project. And, you know, like, I've been in a place before where, you know what, I could coast a little while. But coasting, there's no growth in coasting to me, you know. So I'm always looking for something that I can enjoy. It's the pressure of not having to. It's the and even if you do still have to, there is nothing like the freedom of choosing when you're going to go ahead and roll into work today, what you're going to do today, because it's your business. And every single triumph that you make is your triumph, you know. There's nothing like that in the whole world. And I think that, you know, there's so many different options out there, and we've really looked. But at 25 years in home-based business, and developing home-based business programs, and I look at it and go, why would anybody want to start from scratch when you can have an entire company, an entire team of people, and a huge staff already working for you? The difference between doing it all by yourself and starting from scratch and having absolutely nothing there and a home-based business where you can go ahead and, you know, choose from a menu of all of these fantastic things that other people have already launched, and you just have to go ahead, tie your wagon to it, and say, okay, do me. Give me all of my duplicatable systems. Give me all of my marketing materials. Give me everything that I need. Yes, you have to look at the companies, and you really need to dig in. You need to do your due diligence, and you need to make sure that your sponsor's a good one. And, yes, there is the possibility that the company can go under, just like there is a possibility that any company can go under. There is always risk. It is business. There are no guarantees in any business. However, to be able to come on board with secretaries and COOs and CFOs and accountants and everybody's already doing the thing, and you got your scientists and you got your you got everything behind you, and you just had to go ahead and pay your $199 and, you know, buy whatever products and stuff that you need, and you're off and you're running. Versus, you know, the huge amount of financial investment and undertaking that it is to start everything from scratch all by yourself. So, I mean, they're just, I love home-based businesses. I think they're the coolest things since sliced bread. And MLMs, you know, they take their knocks, but they have massive advantages to just about everybody who joins. I'm done now.
All right, so, Bob, I got another question for you, Bob. You ready? So you're our tax guy, and I know you need documentation. Tell me if this qualifies. So I can't send the IRS MP3s, right, of my daily occurrences? How about a video cam? Can I do video?
Well, you can do videos if you want. I'll tell you one of the things that for home-based
Is that acceptable documentation?
Well, let me tell you something. The IRS sees everything, I assure you. I mean, I've gone down to the Ogden office and seen people send their payments on shirts. Okay?
No way.
And so, you know, yes, it's true. They see everything. You know, because people are so rebellious. They have this big fear and this association with the IRS and taxes and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay? And so, if you want to record and send it off to them, good luck to you, you know.
Right.
But I will tell you this much. On a home-based business, one of the things that when we start getting serious about it, I always tell people, take pictures. Take pictures of your office. Take pictures of your house. Okay? That way you've got it documented, put in the files, and if they have a question, there it is.
And just send it all off to them, Bob?
Nope. Just hang on to it.
Only when it's asked for.
Yeah, just hang on to it. You put it in the files, you leave it there. And if you don't use it for 3 years, you can throw it away. It doesn't make any difference.
Got it.
Okay? So you don't have to burden yourself with this great big fear, false evidence appearing real, about having to send all this documentation to them. No. What we do is we have a streamlined system of documentation that will be accepted without a doubt and you just build it every day. Here's my records, here's my records, here's my records, here's my records. Here's my records. And it's all on one little program. Simple.
So, Bob, walk me through what my day would look like, if you will, for this business trip using your program. I drove 37 miles to the Daytona Airport. I clicked, I pushed a little button on my odometer when I started a drive. I have the receipt in my hand for my airline. I will have a receipt in my hand for the meal that I ate or meals that I'll eat. I'll have the car rental thing. What if we decide maybe, hey, listen, on Saturday night we might want to go to a nice restaurant, or maybe there was a something in town that we wanted to go to as well, and I'm not going to be dry cleaning these clothes because it's a casual event, but if I had to do a business meeting and I might have my other stuff, how could I basically take your program and just walk me through what I would do next as a regular guy?
Cool. All right. As soon as you get the program, you would print out your mileage log and your travel log. Okay, so then you've got it printed out in hand that you can document everything. So while you're traveling, it's not that difficult. Okay, so you put in your mileage log. Here's your start of your odometer. You make the trip. Here's the ending odometer. There's your total, where you went, and why. Okay, now you bought your airplane ticket. Well, you have the receipt from the airplane ticket, and you hang on to that, or else you can mark it in the travel log either way, but you're going to hang on to it anyway because you got this receipt that's going to be your absolute proof. All right, you jump in there and you buy your $22 hamburger at McDonald's. And you have the receipt
in the airport.
And you have your receipt, okay, and you hang on to that. And then you travel out, you have this conversation with a guy on the plane, which makes it wonderful, but it also makes a deductibility as a deductibility because you can track that and say, I talked to this guy. Okay, that's wonderful too. When you get there, you rent the car. Okay, now when you rent the car, they're going to give you a receipt, or you're going to pick up a receipt when you return it. Okay, now you take the car and you go for a drive, you got to get gas. It's one of those rental places that you just take the car wherever it's at, okay, on the gas tank. So you get gas. You keep a record of the receipt for the gas. All right, then you get down to Don's house. You get past the parade of dogs that want to meet you at the front door. Okay. And then you have the rest of the evening, or you go out to eat. Well, you're going to track by saying, okay, at this meeting I had these people, and this was the expense for that meal. Now, if you take this program and you have it on your laptop, as an example, okay, you can sit down in the evening. You can go into your mileage log and put in your mileage. You can go back to the January and go in there and mark in January. Today is what, the 18th? What is today?
Today's 24th.
24th, okay. And you start by, okay, I didn't have any income per se. However, I did have a rental, okay, and I do have travel. And so you go in there and you put in, okay, this day I got my airplane ticket at this location, and this is what it was at underneath the travel column. Same thing with the car rental. It'll go in the travel column also. Same thing with the gas. It'll go in the travel column also because they're 100% deductible. Now, when you go out to dinner, you'll have the receipt. When you get back, you're going to meals and entertainment, and you're going to mark it in there. Now, only 50% of that's going to be deductible. But because it's marked in meals and entertainment, I know what to do with it. Now, it's going to show 100% expense, so that way you know your cash flow is still reporting correctly. When it gets down to doing the tax returns, I get to know, okay, of this particular one, I only get to take this percentage. And then you're done. I mean, it only takes you just a couple of seconds at the end of the day to post that information in. Everything documented.
Literally speaking, if I was in the habit of knowing where the right columns are, I could probably bang it out in conservatively 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
At the most. And then what I suggest to people to do, okay, I have these envelopes in my desk. Here's January, February, March, April, May, June, July, okay? Okay, here's January's receipt. I just drop it in there. Chunk, 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 chunk. And when I'm all done, January's done. I can see it and be done with it. Okay? Then go to the next
program,
month. Then
the program eventually is going to help you with the year-end totals, and then you do whatever you do with the year-end totals, and that whole documentation.
Yep, because you can go to the year-end and see where you're at for the whole entire year-end. Okay? Let's say, for example, you get to June. You got half a year into this thing. You can go to the year-end report, and it'll show you cumulative total for each category of expenses and income. So you'll know where you're at. It'll show you the totals for the amount you've paid the kids. It'll show you the total, what you put out in medical expenses. It'll show you the total of what you got for your business use of the home. It'll give you totals right there. And I can take those totals and I can project and say, okay, based upon this, here's what we can anticipate by the end of the year. So we can actually do some tax strategies and tax planning.
So for $20, if I had to hire an accountant, he would ask me those same questions anyway. So if I had to hire a person to do that, what would the – and this is a tough question to answer because there's so many variables – but would it cost me more than $20 to hire someone for the year? Remember, I have to give them the same information anyway.
It
so
is
what
the
would
same
it
information.
Throw my two cents in there on that, because I actually about 2 years ago said, okay, I have to do this right. I was coming back into the country. I had a lot of conversions to do. I had to go ahead and catch up on 2 years because I was traveling. And I hired a tax attorney to go ahead and do stuff so that they could advise me, not just somebody who, you know, not H&R Block. I actually hired a tax attorney so they could advise me on what to do, on how to handle different things, how to set it up, and then to turn around and go ahead and file everything for me. And, you know, just to go ahead and get out of the gate, it cost me $1,000. Just to get out of the gate. And then for each year, for them to go ahead and do everything and to go ahead and make me audit proof so that if they were going to go ahead and they were going to be the ones whose signature was on there and they were going to go ahead and be there if the IRS said, wait a minute, I don't agree with this, or they wanted to audit, that was costing me $1,000 a year. And there were some years that they said, because I had so much to do with it, it was upwards of $4,000 for one of the years because I had so many receipts from so many different countries and so much to do. So I'm saying $20 is like a rock bottom deal.
Most CPA firms have several different levels that they charge for doing accounting work. If they have one of their underlings in the office, whether it's a receptionist, secretary, or even a student who does the entry work, they charge $35 an hour.
There you go.
The accountant is going to be involved, it's going to be $65 to $90 an hour. Okay, if you're going to go up into more strategic work, okay, it can be $150 to $200 an hour. Okay, to go through, put all the stuff, make sure it's implemented correctly, and conform it into a taxable, readable format, and make it work. Now, what this $20 does essentially, which is a one-time fee, and you can use this program over and over and over. In fact, the first step that you get into it, and I tell you, save this program, okay, under a different name, so that when you get through with this year, you can just go grab this one and go, you know, and then go. Or if you've got multiple businesses, you save one for this business and one for that business. All right?
Well,
and you can use it over and over,
Bob,
and over and over and over and over and over and over.
There you go. And, Bob, Wanda, who works in my office, she has been telling me, we got to get this thing. And I'm like, aren't you doing my books? And she said, yeah, and I need one of these. So even bookkeepers, she worked at the bank, very financially minded human being. She took one look at what she had, and she said, we had to have it. So, you know, for anyone out there who thinks they're above this, this was like right out of my banker who came to work for me. She said, this is the best thing since sliced bread.
That's a lot of bread, guys. A lot of slicing, okay?
And Dawn.
Pardon? We lost you, Peter. And we're about to go ahead and get cut off, so I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to say thank you so much, Bob. Really, we appreciate you.
One more thing.
Okay, go.
I'm so delighted. The link that's on the radio blog that goes to this program is not working. Okay? So what you want to do is type in bit.ly/taxes. And when you go to that link, it's going to take you to another one that says, what counts by Max Plans for Life? And that's the website where you'll buy this program from. Okay? So that's
okay,
it.
So
and
hold
that's all I have to share.
All right. So, I mean, I've been putting it in bit.ly/taxes, right? And it goes
correct
to simplebookkeeplingtemplate.com. All right.
Yep,
we'll make
it
sure we correct it if there's something messed up on there. And thank you so much for correcting it. And thanks for
you
visiting with us. Take care, guys.
It's always a joy and always a pleasure.
See you guys soon. Bye now.
Bye-bye.